Back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry on this week. 888-455-1360 is the phone number. Let us know what's on your mind. ISIS, okay, is a spinoff of Al-Qaeda. Apparently, they got their own show. They did so well in the ratings. Well, they got their own program. This is a group that apparently, from all intents and purposes, didn't think that Al-Qaeda was evil and brutal enough that bringing in the Muslim world order, the caliphate, if you will, just wasn't moving along fast enough. And doggone it, we have got to destroy these infidels. So let's see what we can do to destroy the planet, because that makes sense. All right, so ISIS. This is a spinoff of Al-Qaeda. A disturbing set of individuals that believe, yes, that we, the infidel, and the Jews, and anybody else, basically, who's not a nut job Muslim like they are, has got to die. The more violent, the better. So when we go back in time a little bit, and Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, was apparently using chemical weapons on his own people, trying to squelch an uprising, there was a rebellious group, a group of his citizens that were trying to overthrow him. Who knows what type of replacement would be brought in. But the small band of rebels seemed to be a little more friendly to the Western side of the equation. So America, President Obama, toyed with the idea of us supplying them and helping them. Well, while he drug his feet trying to make this decision, this group ISIS kind of, for all intents and purposes, infiltrated and co-opted this rebellious movement. And that is what gave us pause, because we thought, now, wait a minute, if we arm the first group of rebels against Assad, which, let's face it, he's no friend of the United States, what's going to happen to those weapons? Those might get into the hands of some bad guys. Well, while we were allowing Vladimir Putin to make his stance and basically tell the United States, you need to stand down. Assad's my boy. You better back off. We ended up doing exactly that, because by the time we decided we were going to do something, the rebellious forces in Syria basically had been co-opted and taken over by this ISIS group. They even went so far as to take over an oil-rich province there, and they ended up signing up a whole bunch of foreign fighters who then basically infiltrated Syria through NATO ally, Turkey. Okay, we knew what ISIS was doing then. Testimony to Congress is showing that the Obama administrations were well aware of the group's declared intention to turn Syrian sanctuary into a springboard from which it would send men and material back into Iraq and unleash a wave of suicide bombings. They knew this was going to happen, and they knew that the Iraqi security forces were not capable of handling it. So when this push into Iraq came, this is no surprise to the Obama administration. Although you and I were sort of led to, like, oh, this completely caught us off guard. No, apparently it did not. In fresh testimony before Congress this week, the information revealed that the administration knew that 3 days in advance that the attack on Mosul was coming. Islamic State is no longer just a regional terrorist organization, meaning ISIS, but a full-blown army that now controls nearly 50% of Iraq and more than one-third of Syria. Its fighters have turned back some of the best-trained Iraqi units trying to retake key cities, while in Syria it has seized nearly all of that country's oil and natural gas fields and is pushing the Syrian military from its last outposts in the country toward the east. What started as a crisis has become a regional disaster with global applications. That is Ed Royce, Republican from California. He is chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. So let me ask you a question. If we know that, if the administration knew that this destabilizing radical force was on the grow, why didn't we do something about this? Vali Nasser, the dean of John Hopkins University's School of Advanced International Studies and a former State Department advisor on the Middle East, says this was a very clear case in which the U.S. knew what was going on but followed a policy of deliberate neglect. This miscalculation essentially has helped realize the worst nightmare for this current administration, an administration that prided itself on counterterrorism. It's now presiding over the resurgence of a nightmare of extremism and terrorism. Listen, some would say, I believe the argument is, well, this is infighting in Iraq. Now, when this first came out, and the infighting in Iraq was coming out, I, along with many other people, felt this was a civil disturbance. This might be a civil war. And it is infighting amongst the Iraqis. I even said, listen, we gave peace and the chance for freedom to the Iraqis. And if their infighting is going to cause them to lose it, well, then to hell with them. I don't want to do not one more loss of life or a boot on the ground, anything like that in Iraq. We tried. We gave them the golden or the brass ring of freedom. And they threw it away. Well, that was my attitude. It's like, well, forget them. I'm not spending. I don't want one more paperclip to be used in doing anything for them. Once again, that was the information that was being given to us. Once again, that was a lie. This is a coordinated effort by this group ISIS to create a terror Islamic state. Okay, we refer back to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. The Palestinians want a Palestinian state, yet, without going off on that tangent, which I'm going to go off in a little bit, they don't want peace. They want to destroy Israel. Well, Hamas, these are grade school kids compared to this group ISIS. This group ISIS is doing a really good job of securing resources for energy and military equipment. 50% of Iraq they have, and a third of Syria. Take a quick look at the map and look at how much land that is. Take a look at that compared to the size of Israel. And our president is doing nothing. Nothing. Why is that? Why is that? I believe the President of the United States thinks that if he does not intervene in the establishment of this extreme Islamic state, that if we allow it to exist, that these individuals will then have enough, I hate to use the word respect, because I don't think the President is so stupid to believe that these radical terrorists would ever respect us, but maybe would not attack us in exchange for us not getting involved. They would ignore us. Well, they're no longer attacking us. They're no longer preventing us from doing what we want. So there's no reason for us to attack them. Let's focus on the infidels that are here. Let's focus on those Jews. If that's the case, if that truly is the strategy, and please show me any indication that that's not his strategy. But if that is indeed his strategy, that is a horribly dangerous position for us to be in. It shows that we are weak and we are cowards. Cowards. And if there's anything that these individuals, these terrorists, hate more than a threat, it's someone that is a coward. Then we don't deserve to even be blown up and killed by a bomb. We just deserve to be nothing more than clean up their mess after they're done and then killed. I'm very, very disturbed by this foreign policy. This is something that we definitely have to keep on track of. So let's run a track here. We've got Israel and the Palestinian Hamas group. They're going at it and probably will be for a while longer anyway. We have also Russia lobbing mortar fire from Russian territory into Ukraine. Not into the disputed area. It's not even the Russian separatists that are doing this. It's Russia and the Russian military launching rocket attacks into the Ukraine. Apparently, Vladimir Putin doesn't even think that he needs to go around and hide his involvement through the Russian separatists in the Ukraine. Now, I'm just going to blatantly do it. I'm just going to come right out, and we're going to throw some stuff at him anyway. All right, before we go to break, why don't we open up the phone lines, 888-455-1360. Jim, thanks for calling the program. What's on your mind?
I actually have been thinking about that. Everyone worries about Obama doing something or trying to be cowardice. As in, everyone would immediately say you're a conspiracy theorist, but maybe we need to shift our paradigm of his thinking. Maybe he doesn't think like us. Maybe he is the one that is actually encouraging this behavior instead of like we think should be discouraging this behavior. So if you think about it opposite, maybe he makes perfect sense.
Okay, why would he be in... Now, well, let me ask you this before you go. You feel that he is encouraging the behavior of this group ISIS. He's emboldening them. Then my response is, why is he doing that? What do you think he's doing it? What is the purpose?
Well, that's where I'm a conspiracy theorist, or they call me that, because he was raised a Muslim, and I believe he is a Muslim. And when they talk to infidels, all you do is lie to infidels. And he's encouraging Muslims to do this because he doesn't believe in the way Americans were raised, but yet we've been fed it through the political system to believe certain things where it's just not true. It's setting itself up for World War II in about 5 years.
Okay. Jim, thank you very much for calling in and for giving your opinion. I see your point. I don't believe that he is a prayer rug on the floor Muslim and that he is a secret plant to by the radical Islamic terrorist organizations to destroy America. But I will agree with you that his view of what America should be is in direct contrast to what the founding fathers wanted America to be when they put everything on the line. I truly agree with you and believe that Barack Obama feels that the strength, the superiority of America is something to be ashamed of and is something to be corrected, not embraced. And with that, we will take a break. I'm Seth Mueller, sitting in for Jerry Bader, 888-455-1360. More of this incredibly entertaining program when we come back.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.